Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Getting back to the Cavs here in a moment. This Seth McLaughlin, he tore his Achilles yesterday at practice, the Ohio State lineman.
Is that
as they get
official?
Ready to take on Indiana.
Is everything official?
Well, according
there?
To the Columbus Dispatch, that's what they wrote. This is 10:03 p.m. last night. Joey Kaufman and Bill Rabinowitz. If it comes from Rabinowitz.
That's true.
I don't know Joey Kaufman. If it comes from Bill, that's probably pretty good. Ohio State starting center Seth McLaughlin tore his Achilles tendon in practice Tuesday. And it's led a lot of people down there. Now, this isn't what he wrote. This is what I'm seeing. It's led a lot of people down there in Columbus to be mad at the turf that's at the Woody Hayes Center and at the Shoe. They're upset at the. Would that be an Achilles injury, though?
I always thought that was more. Knee,
you know where I stand
ACL,
on all this stuff.
MCL, as a guy who's recently been PCL. On that turf in Columbus and specifically
and,
Ohio
and,
Stadium.
And won. And won down
and
there.
Has a victory. It's 1-0
okay.
right now in the
all right.
Shoe.
All right. Yeah.
I can tell you that turf did not feel like an Achilles tearing turf. That did, however, I could see how maybe a PCL. QCL.
So meniscus? I realized yeah. I stood on the same field as Woody Hayes that day.
Yep.
And I also stood on the same sideline as Rich Rod, wearing the same color as Rich Rod got rolled in the game I went
oh,
to.
Yeah.
Boy, I was having a hell of a time. I was sober, too. Wasn't afterwards, but I was sober for the game.
Jesse Owens, by the way, ran track.
Yeah, but
the
track's gone.
The track is gone, yes.
Track is gone. They've expanded the...
Yeah, I didn't see it.
The seats. The track is... I mean, maybe it's still underneath the concrete. I'm not sure. I didn't get to see. There was really only certain parts that would let us walk through.
Isn't it wild to see old footage at Ohio State, even in the 80s?
It doesn't look like
the track.
Well, when we got there, I will say this. Like they couldn't believe how big it was. And then I told them this building was built in 1922. And my son and his buddy Gavin were like, oh, my goodness. And I go, and I showed him. I go, see, this is the outside. I go, there is the 1922 building. Because they built it bigger as time went on. It originally started, 66,000, if I'm not mistaken, which nobody felt they could fill it even then. And obviously, it's up to 102, 103, somewhere in that capacity. Anyway, I've been staunch on this, and I won't be very long because we've talked about it to death. I think all pro facilities, all pro stadiums should have grass, no matter what. Figure it out. We have the technology. If we can convince people that AI is real and that, I mean, that video of the president-elect and his cabinet sitting there in that plane doing God knows what the people have animated it with, then I think we could find technology to make grass grow if you have an indoor facility of some sort.
Well, if you're paying $20 million for your roster in college.
Exactly.
Too.
That's what I'm thinking about. I go, why can we not go back to grass?
So
what is the problem?
Now, let me ask you.
You spend all this money on all these other things. You can't have grass at Ohio Stadium?
Kenny, we're complaining. In real life now, we are still debating vaccines and fluoride in the water. Like,
well,
we're debating these things.
This is where I wanted to take this conversation.
The reason is there are peer-reviewed papers on all this stuff, right? Both for and against everything nowadays. Anything, no matter what it is. Okay? I don't know enough about any of this grass stuff. I have no idea.
Horticulturalists.
What is the definitive conclusion, or is there not one? Are there still differing beliefs on this?
If you run a golf course, 216-474-0092, landscapers,
agronomists.
Please. Yes. People who grow pot in their basement before it was legalized. 216-474-0092. Because if you're Ashland University, I love Ashland University. I'll use them as an example. You want turf at Jack Miller Stadium? Use turf at Jack Miller Stadium. You're Ohio State. You're Notre Dame. Michigan. Grass. It's grass. It's been... The J.C. Trenor has written about it. To me, reading it, it's provable. Grass. First off, I love the aesthetic. Second of all, I know. It costs more. Yeah, I'm not talking about Bedford High School. Go ahead and put turf out there. I get that. But if you're spending, allegedly, $20 million on your roster, if you're willing to offer Bryce Underwood $10.5 million, according to one report, now I don't know if that's real or not because it's all funny money, but if there are actually reports of Dave Portnoy's willing to offer $1 million to somebody and over to play quarterback in Michigan, put grass there. Grass. When the Browns build their new stadium, find a way to put grass there. I'm serious. Find grass. It's not going to get rid of all the injuries, but I'm telling you, I think it's going to help some of them. You spend so much money on these athletes. You spend so much money on all of it. Find a way to put grass there.
Kenny, I miss the old stadium, and I saw highlights from the game of the century, 2006, right? Or was it 2007?
Yeah.
Detroit Smith versus six? Michigan, number one versus number two. Six. Because it was the Florida years. Yeah. The year they got trounced by Florida.
Well, I didn't think it was going to go that way. Watch that game in Columbus.
After they do Script Ohio, you can see the outline of Script Ohio mm-hmm. in the grass. I miss that. Miss that. So for other reason.
You don't get that with the slit film surface now. Now, if you had a monofilament, maybe.
I didn't even tell them before this. And I'll finish with this. We went way too long on turf, but either way. My son and his buddy, because I didn't even tell him before. At that 2006 game, my buddy Matt Darr was down there with his dad, and they ripped up some of the turf, and Matt got me some of that turf. And before they took Fawcett Stadium and turned it into, they changed it before, and then they turned it into Tom Benson. I got some of that turf. My son, this is real grass, my son and his buddies were picking out the rubber pellets at Ohio Stadium and got like a little like sample in the middle of their hand, and they held onto it and put it in their pockets so they could take some of it home. I put some of it in a Ziploc bag. Rubber pellets is not the same as dirt.
It's true.
Gotta have the dirt. And now I know if they didn't play it on turf, we probably wouldn't have been able to do that earlier this month, Owen. I mean, you gotta take that into effect.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But put it on grass. Grass, it's meant for grass.